Welcome to the Chrissy Crash Podcast. I'm Chrissy Crash, a former smoker, drinker, fast food eater, unhappy bartender, transformed into a roller derby athlete, runner, and fitness coach. Each week, I'll bring you an insightful guest or lesson learned from my own perfectly imperfect life to help you uncover how to create more love, light, joy, and health in your everyday experience despite the chaos and challenges. I believe that life is a contact sport. Let the games begin.
Do you want to elevate your game on the track in 12 weeks or less, guaranteed? Yeah, I said it. If I could help you get fitter, faster, stronger, and more confident on the track while having more joy, self-confidence, and love in your life outside the track in just 12 weeks guaranteed, would you be interested? Well, click the link in the show notes to learn more.
What's up, my friends? Chrissy Crash here. Welcome to another episode of the Chrissy Crash Podcast. I am so excited about today's episode. We have an amazing gentleman joining us today. His name is Brad Williams. He is a gym owner, personal trainer, and podcast host out of Huntington Beach, California. And Brad was actually one of my very first personal trainers that taught me a lot of what I know about roller derby fitness, about how to get strong, how to be fit as fuck. So Brad, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Chrissy, for having me. Love the intro.
Excited to have you on. And this will be the first of three podcasts that we're going to do where you are going to bestow on us some really great information about how to work with some different training modalities in order to really like elevate our game as roller derby athletes. So today we're going to talk a little bit about balance and how we can use different modalities of balance to elevate our game in the sport. Because obviously as a roller derby athlete, you spend a lot of time on 1 foot, on 4 wheels, or on 2 feet, on 8 wheels, and there's a lot going on and it can be hard to stay on your feet. So Brad, what can we be doing? Help us understand a little bit about balance and what we can be doing to increase that on the track.
Yeah, absolutely. So, kind of my bread and butter personal training and even my podcast, Over 40 Fitness Hacks, being over 40, that's kind of what my main theme is. And a big thing of that is, balance. And I've always incorporated that to all my training clients, young and older, but there's other ways of athletic training even beyond that, but balance is just a starting point for everybody. So it's so perfect for your audience as well as my audience. And, when people think of balance, they're like, okay, so what is balance training? Do I'm standing on 1 foot, or, do you go tightrope walking or something like that? I mean, all those are examples of it, but the philosophy of where to start and how to get to the end result, and also what you're trying to do. Like for your show, it's more the athletics. So we need to do balance and balance and motion. A lot of my over 40, 50, 60, 70 year olds don't really need to do too much of that. But, I kind of want to just start how I would start a normal client. And that would be basically like holding a squat and, in a singular plane. And after that, maybe have them close their eyes, and you'd be surprised how many people can't do that. So I got to be right next to them, because they can't do that without the sensories. And then you just start graduating stuff. You practice that, then you put them on a little more unstable surface. So in our gym, we have all sorts of great toys that you can buy off of Amazon too, if anyone's listening. You could use yoga blocks or foam pads. Balance discs would be the next upgrade. Bosus.
Do those balance discs and those things. Like I would have to do like a squat on a balance disc or like a lunge on those balance discs.
Oh, yeah.
Hard.
Yeah. And that would be the next harder step, is to start lunging. So you're off of your normal plane of motion with both feet. Now you're separated in a lunge formation. So you have less balance and you have to work more at it to hold that. So those are the different grades and all sorts of different tools to use that. So we try to, get you on both feet together on most of the stuff to start. Then we put you on harder platforms, like I just said. Then we start splitting you off your plane, like we were just talking about lunges. Then putting your feet on different things, and switching it for the front foot or the back foot. You always got to be changing things. And then have you start, like I said, then closing your eyes in all these different positions. Then the fun part is, okay, not only do you have to close your eyes, but now you have to turn your head one way, come back, turn your head the other way. People just start toppling over. So like I said, you know, usually it's better to work with a trainer. If you're at home, you know, the side that you're turning, you're probably going to fall that way. So make sure you're against a wall or something that you can catch yourself. But, you know, you can obviously open your eyes real quick and catch yourself. But you want to practice these things because they do matter. And in the athletic world, I mean, you just take this to a whole new level. Then you start doing walking lunges. So you're not in the same spot. So you can't get comfortable in one spot. And then thus you're alternating feet because you're taking steps. Then you're turning and looking while you're doing something like that. And then you're twisting and, you know, we'll throw like medicine balls and that kind of stuff, or have someone throw you just a ball, very simple, turn and catch another one, you know, just kind of make it more sport specific. But for more roller derby, you're not really throwing or doing any of that kind of stuff. It's more of just, you know, staying on your plane, changing directions and the ability to come back. So we like to train.
What you said about turning your head, like that's such a huge piece of roller derby is, you know, we always have our head on a swivel, right? So it's one thing if you can do a lunge or you can, you know, shuffle sideways, but can you do that while like looking from side to side, let alone being on roller skates? So that makes so much sense that, like, of course, during training, you would want to train like not just looking forward, but closing your eyes or looking like side to side, because it's going to throw your balance off completely.
Yeah. And the whole training too is then you start speeding this stuff up. So you want to start training your body on being in balance and staying in balance, but then coming back to your set point, your athletic stance, which is feet together, kind of hunched over in a squat, ready to go and eyes straight forward. Yeah, but then how fast can you do that doing something and come right back to your athletic stance? That's where the athletes start popping above, you know, the normal people, is because they can get their hips, their knees, their feet, and their head aligned very quickly within like, you know, half a second, versus some people are already starting to sway left and right whenever they're doing that kind of stuff. And when you're in your center athletic stance, that's where the power comes from for your next movement. So if you're off balance and off to the left and it's taking you a little bit to get back to the center, you lost all that time and someone more athletic would have just gunned right past you.
Yeah, or like smashed into you while you're off balance and then you're just on the floor all sad being scored on.
That's it.
Nice. Okay, so just to reiterate then, it sounds like first thing first is a single plane, meaning that they're doing squats.
Mm-hmm.
And second thing would be, and then from there, there's like a graduation of movement. So a regular squat into like with the eye closed into
then turning.
Into turning from side to side. Then putting something under their feet, maybe like even a towel or something, just
anything,
throw their feet off a little bit while they're doing their lunges and or their squats. And then from there going into a, like more of a lunging, like a multi-plane.
Well, yeah. Well, it's, you're on one plane, but now you're off center.
Off center. Okay. So then coming into the off center, this is why Brad was my trainer, because he's so smart. Getting into that off center where we are on one foot or the other foot. So doing lunges, whether it's forward lunges or reverse lunges, and then playing around with doing those with the eyes closed or doing those looking side to side. And then from there, adding something squishy under foot, front foot or back foot. And then you said from there, moving into like walking lunges or like a side shuffle, something that's going to like move. Now you're like moving either forward, mm-hmm. or backwards or side to side, and then adding in eyes closed or those modalities of like squishy things under your feet. And then from there, really practicing getting yourself back to that athletic position as fast as possible.
Yeah. And then, like I said, if you're in motion doing lunges, the last one would be start doing something like either catching, throwing, maybe someone comes up and you just hit them and come back, turn the other side. If you were in like a, you know, a group session with some roller derby girls, you know, have someone push them or something. They need to keep having interactions of reasons of being caught off center and how fast can you come back.
Oh, what a fun like practice drill.
Yeah.
Work where you could literally be like in derby position, which is what you call athletic stance. We call it derby position. And then maybe they're like doing a lunge forward and they have to like, they have a buddy that bounces off of them during their lunge and they have to get back to that like derby position.
Yeah. And then, like I said, you could do everything backwards now. Now you're doing backwards lunges and then now backwards lunges with the looks and then turning and having someone interact with them. It's just everything is to get you outside of your comfort level and then back to derby position as fast as possible. And then after that, it's you train all this kind of stuff for balance. Then the next step of, you know, being more of an athlete and everything is how fast can you do this? So that's kind of where we're going to talk about like agility and ladders and footwork speed, because that's the next part of incorporating balance with the footwork speed.
Awesome. Well, then everyone needs to stay tuned for episode 2 with Brad. I love Brad's little intro here, a little teaser for everybody. In our next episode with Brad Williams, we will be talking about agility, how to increase your agility. So Brad, if people wanted to get a hold of you, where can they find you? You have this awesome podcast out right now.
Over 40 fitness hacks.
I'm like, fitness hacks over 40. Over 40 fitness hacks. So go check them out. It's a really great podcast. We just did a couple episodes on there as well. Brad, if people want to reach you, where can they find you? Just through the podcast or anywhere else?
Yeah, through the podcast, and it has all my links, but I'll have my email, or you can just go on the website, which is www.over40fitnesshacks.com with 40 as 40. But usually if you just go Google search the podcast name on Spotify and all that, all my links are in there. Make it easier.
Awesome. And I'll put them in the show notes as well. And then we will see you guys in the next episode. But before I let you go, I just want to say that Brad has given you guys a ton of material to use. So please write down the pieces of this that you feel like, ooh, that's something that I could start working on my own. And then bring it to a buddy, bring it to practice, and put this stuff into action. If you feel like this podcast would be helpful for your team, your teammates, someone else in the roller derby world or anywhere else, please, first things first, rate the show with 5 stars. If you feel like it deserves all 5 of those stars, leave a comment and then click the link so that you can share this podcast with someone that you love, because life is a contact sport. And she who touches the most lives wins. So we will catch you guys in the next episode with Brad.
Awesome. See you, everybody.